Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 14 for Wednesday, August the 10th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished slightly higher in choppy trading on Wednesday. Canola was anywhere from 70 cents to a buck and a half above unchanged, with the November contract checking in at $460.90 a ton. That's up $1.20. Speculative trading was a key feature of the day, with contracts climbing higher at certain points before profit-taking took a dent out of the highs. Gains in soy oil and other vegetable oils were supportive for values. Wet weather across parts of Western Canada continues to underpin the market. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was about half a cent higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less enticing to foreign buyers. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 6 cents lower. The November contract was at $9.82 a bushel. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of Friday's worldwide supply and demand report that is considered one of the four key reports all year. The day actually started off stronger due to weakness in the U.S. dollar, but then traders began to take profits and that pushed the market down. Rain is also expected in the eastern U.S. and that is expected to benefit the crop, which was bearish for prices. Corn was slightly lower with the December contract at $3.33 a bushel. Some analysts are predicting that this Friday's USDA report will peg U.S. corn yields at 171 bushels an acre. Forecasts calling for a smaller corn crop in Brazil are underpinning prices, though. Brazil's agriculture ministry is expected to meet on September 1st to discuss approving purchases of GMO corn. And wheat was 3 to 4 cents stronger with the September contract at $4.22 a bushel. The market took strength from reasonable demand and weakness in the U.S. dollar. There are also some concerns about the quality of the U.S. wheat crop due to all the rain. More sideways action is expected on the charts. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August the 10th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.